Are you preparing for a Patriots team that's looking for any kind of revenge this week? Obviously, they're feeling a little embarrassed. What's the approach going in this game?
The past couple games, just go out and prepare the best way we can, then go Sunday and lay it on the line. We know that they need to win, and we know everything that comes with it. So it's a great team, but at the same time, it's a good opportunity for us to prepare to our best ability and then go play our best football.
How important is it to you guys to finish the season on a high note and sweep the Patriots? I mean, that's forgive me for saying it, but it's really all you guys have to play for at this point.
I mean, it definitely gives you a lot of momentum going into the offseason. So we definitely are looking forward to the challenge. We know it's not going to be easy because, it's a lot on the line for them as well. So, these guys, I don't remember last time, a Patriots team ever been swept. So, we're not, concerned about that. We're just concerned about trying to play our best football.
What was the difference? What's been the difference since the last time you guys have played in this team and kind of obviously it seems like it was a completely different team that time to now? I guess what sort of changed with you guys and over the course of the season, what happened, I guess?
I guess it's just that we weren't making those plays that we normally make, and, things weren't really bouncing our way. So, that's the main thing. We really, haven't changed too much up during the same thing that we were doing at the beginning of the season that was having us successful. We just had that little 7-game skid where we just wasn't making those plays that we were normally making.
What was the most difficult part during the slide, I guess? I mean, just what was the hardest part?
I mean, anytime you lose is always hard. So, I think it's probably, probably the way we're losing. I think every guy will probably be different. But overall, a loss is a loss. But I think the way we're losing those games was probably the hardest part.
Bill Belichick was saying today that he doesn't look so much at the record that you guys have, but he looks at, on the film and the performance, what you guys are putting on the field. How has Chan kind of kept you guys moving in a positive direction despite the results that you've been having?
As a professional, you have to understand that, each week is different. And this NFL and the victory margin is this. That's on top of your game, each and every Sunday. Any team can be beaten. So, we just do a great job, when we're going through that 7-game losing streak. Came in each week and we prepared the best way we could. We just wasn't getting the results that we wanted. So, I don't think it was anything magical that Coach Kelly was saying. It was just, the team got a lot of carrots on here, and we're just coming in preparing the best way we could, but we just weren't getting the results that we really wanted.
I was gonna say, just within the division, do you guys see Brady a lot? And it's kind of a weird year where you got a handful of quarterbacks kind of shooting at 5,000 yards. Obviously, Breeze and Rodgers has a shot at it. I mean, what's that weird for you guys to see like a quarterback like Brady? And what does it mean for you guys, just as peers, to see a quarterback with that kind of potential, and several quarterbacks, I guess, with that kind of potential? I guess
it's not just the quarterback itself. I mean, you got the guys that's catching the ball and then the guys that's blocking. Those guys are great. That's why they're the best, at their craft. So we definitely had the utmost respect for those guys. And, for Drew Brees, the great Dan Marino record that they stood for 27 years, that was, something to make. He came close, I think, last year. Fell short for this year to see that, how many times you want to see that, really? It took 27 years, so. To have a guy in our own division that's throwing the ball the way Brady do. When he's doing against other guys, it's amazing, but you hope for him not to do it against you.
You see, Reggie Bush has had a lot of success over the past couple weeks, month. Mm-hmm. You have too. Do you think you guys are possibly opening people's eyes to what running backs look like and play like, as opposed to sort of the between the tackles, pounder kind of guys?
I guess you can say that. I always said all along that you always need two running backs in this league. I don't think, it just takes so much pounding on one body, on one person. And, Reggie has done a phenomenal job because he's been with Miami. I think he went over 1,000 for the first time in his career. So, that speaks volume on what he does. People know he can go outside, and then he showed that he can go inside. then you also have to worry about him catching the ball out the backfield. So, you know, that's a lot to prepare for, you know, if you're a defensive coordinator. So, you know, I guess that would be the main thing of opening up people's eyes about having a first-down guy like Reggie.
What was that last game against the Patriots like for you guys? Just the experience and the crowd, and you guys created four turnovers. What was that like?
It was a great feeling. I mean, of course, we were down, 18 points or something. And, you know, we never stopped bleeding. We just came in halftime, made some adjustments, and, you know, like I said, we made those plays that we should have been making during the seven games, losing streak, and we was able to turn the momentum and get our crowd back into it. And, it was an awesome feeling, but, you know, that's back then, and it's still a totally different type of game. You know, these guys, you know, obviously they're going to the playoffs, and we're not. So they got a lot, you know, on the table, like I said.
Good. Thanks, CJ.
Thank you. Thank y'all.